snow hasn't truly arrived in the North Bay area yet, but that does not mean the local snowmobile clubs have not been working hard to get the trails ready before the snow arrives. Sean Flindell, communications officer and director of marketing for the North Bay Snowmobile Club, believes Mother Nature is cooperating with their preparations. It is really important for the snowmobile clubs to get the ground, swamps, and waterways frozen first, and whenever we get a bunch of snow it really starts to insulate that and delays that freeze, so the fact that there is no snow on the ground is actually a gift to us, because as this cold weather starts to turn within the next week or so, it will really start to firm things up and help us with getting things underway, he said. Mother Nature can be a snowmobile club's biggest challenge, but last year, COVID-19 caused some significant challenges as the local health unit shut down the trails in an attempt to curb the spread of COVID-19 from region to region. Flindell believes snowmobile enthusiasts should not be concerned about that this season. I think most clubs are really positive at this point. We don't see any hiccups in the future, we don't see any issues from a COVID-19 or a closure perspective, so we are all pretty positive this year, and we are operating in a business-as-usual manner and getting things in shape for the upcoming season, noted Flindell. The club also received some provincial funding to help with a number of projects in the area. We have got work crews all over the place, we have got new trails opening, we have got trails reopening. We are really excited to announce that we got infrastructure funding from the province this year, which has allowed us to put a new bridge on the Turtle Lake Trail. To that trail will be reopened again this year after being closed for 3 years, noted Flindell. We have a lot of work going on the trail to Quebec, which will be reopened again after being closed for 3 years due to the construction on the river near Temiskaming. So that is being reopened this year, and there is a lot of work that goes into just those projects alone, and on top of that we have a few other reroutes and some bridge repairs, so there are work crews, full of volunteers all across the trail system in these months leading up to snowfall, and again we are certainly grateful to all those volunteer hours that are being put in by a variety of people. Flindell adds that early season pass rates expire on December 1st.